Ferry Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. You're in a generation that the Lord says, I'm doing something for. Not because you're good, but the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. If there's ever a thing that we need in our life, we need the mercy of the Lord moving upon our life. Because every now and then I don't look like what the Lord wants me to look. But the Lord says, I'm good, and my mercy is everlasting, and my truth endure to all generations, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. The Lord says, I'm good. It doesn't matter what happens in your life. The Lord says, I'm still good. Even when you mess up, and even when you step and fall, the Lord says, I'm still good, because I have mercy, and my mercy will cover a multitude of your fault. Is there anybody in the house who know that you know that you know that you know that the Lord is good? God is working it out, our most difficult situation. You lost your job, but the Lord says, I've got you covered. The doctor said you wouldn't get well, but I heard that he's the master physician. He said, I own the silver as well as the gold. But pastor, you don't know my story. I may not know your story, but the Lord knows our story. He knows the hairs on our head. He knows your coming as well as your going. And the Lord says, I will bless you according to my divine purpose for your life. And I will bless you according to my riches and glory, because the Lord is good. Why? Because you have been called to his purpose. God says, I know the plans. That's a personal pronoun. And a personal pronoun makes it personal. He's talking specifically to each and every one of us today. He said, I know the plans I have for you. And if he knows the plan he has for you, my brothers and sisters, nothing catches the Lord by surprise. Nothing. Because he knows all things. He is a God of yesterday. He is a God of today. And he is a God of forevermore. He is a God. He saw us before the very foundation of the world. Even before he said, let there be, the Lord saw each and every one of us coming. Why? Because the Lord knows it all. My brothers and sisters, God knows more than the scientific world. I don't care how they keep trying to go to outer space. The Lord I serve, the God I serve, the God we serve, knows more than the scientific world. The God we serve knows more than astronomy, the stars in the sky. Why? Because he made it all. The God that we serve knows more than the mathematician, because he calculated the seasons in his time. Everything, there is a season. The God we serve knows it. He calculated, meticulously calculated the season and the time. The God that we serve knows more than the sociologist, because he understands our behavior. He knows that I'm not going to do right all of the time. He knows my behavior, my hang-up, and my hiccup. He knows me, because he knows my behavior. He knows every single thing about me. I can't hide nothing from the Lord, because he knows my behavior. He knows more than the psychologist, because he knows my mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Because, brother, he knows what I'm thinking before I think it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And when my mind is like his mind, I don't have time for stuff that's idle. I don't have time for my mind to wander, because my mind is focused on the things of God. And when your mind is focused on the things of God, you are in harmony with the Maker and the Creator. My brothers and sisters, God knows more than the anthropologist, because God knows how we relate to one another. Now I know why he said, love ye one another. We don't understand God's love. But the moment we understand God's love, we will be just like him, because God is, thank you, God is love. And God knows more, because God wants you and I to relate to one another as brother and sister. I love my brother. I love my sisters. I love my children. And God wants us to love each other the same way we love our brothers and sisters. He's our Heavenly Father who loves us in spite of the things that we do. He's our Heavenly Father who loves us. Now that's why Jesus called the disciples, because he loved them, gave them ministries, gave them tasks to do. Why? Because he loved them. But he also told them to go to work. My brothers and sisters, God told Jeremiah, because of that, his plan was to prosper you and not harm you, a plan to give you a hope and a future. God's plan for prosperity is a blessed state of having the resources and ability to accomplish God's will in all areas of our life. Stop putting yourself before God's will. Let God's will govern your life. God's plan for prosperity is a blessed state of having the resources, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The blessed resources, the ability to accomplish God's will in all areas of our life. God's prosperity is for us to have and enjoy the fullness of life which he has given us. And yet God's plan has never been to harm us, but to save us. His plan has never been to harm us, but to save us. God's plan is to give us hope and a future. Here's why. Let's go back to school. The 70-year exile Jeremiah spoke of was part of God's plan to give Jeremiah or the kingdom of Judah a hope and a future. Their judgment encouraged the exiled people to seek God with all their heart. Stop chasing other little God. Hello. We have been exposed to one, say, you can only believe me. That was a lie right off the bat. We see what God mean here when he said, stop chasing other gods. Stop kissing the ring of the emperor. Stop bowing down to men who say that they are one thing and say that they are another. And you know that they are another. Once the people turn their back against God, we see how all of these things came to be. We are told that God would gather them from all the nations where they had been banished. And then he will return them to their homeland. He's talking about the nation of Israel. He's talking about the Jewish people who's been scattered over all the four corners of the world. Jews have been scattered. Why? Because of the captivity. Even here where we see the children of Israel had been scattered, they've been messed up, but they're still a peculiar people. They are royal priesthood. God has blessed them because God knows that he has a plan for his people. Everything that we're experiencing today is a product of God's plan, and God's plan all focuses on the nation of Israel, and God's plan that's focused on the nation of Israel focuses on his people, and God's people will come to know who God is. For God said, I am the one true God. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. And when you know that you know that you know that you know who God is, you are serving the one true God. He is a God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. I don't know about you, but when you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you were put on the right page. You were signed in the Lamb's Book of Life, not in the other book, but the Lamb's Book of Life. And the Lamb's Book of Life is life eternal, because Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Now I understand why Jesus, when he went to the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because of the plan. It was the plan of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And they lifted him up, and they hung him wide, and he dropped his hands in the hollow of his shoulder. But he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And when they raised him up, he was drawing you and I to him. But what I love about what Jesus did on that third day, he did not stay there, because he got up proclaiming that all power of heaven and earth was within his hand. And now you know what we understand what Jesus did, because he is the first fruit of them that slept. And we which are his children will be raised up, will be resurrected, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive will meet them in hell. We'll be caught up and be with the Lord forever. 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 For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. The plans to prosper you and not to harm you. I plan to give you hope and a future. Your future is resting in the Lord. And now you know the plan. The doors of the church open.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Linda Mathis, the First Lady of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. I am here on behalf of the Second Evening Star Baptist Church and Reverend Phil Taylor to invite you to a powerful youth summit. The summit's theme is Children of the Promise. Paul tells us in Romans 9 and 8 that this is those who are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. Our focus will be on children, boys and girls, ranging in ages from 12 to 18, establishing the right relationships, the law, and our youth are just a few of the topics that will be offered. At the end of the day, Reverend Stanley R. Mathis and the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church joins the Second Evening Star to sponsor a spirit-filled concert. Our special guest for the concert will be the nationally acclaimed Mathis family. I promise you, you don't want to miss this, and you will have a joyous time in the Lord. The concert will begin at 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 31st. We will have a powerful summit and concert planned for you, and I look forward to what God has in store for us. So make plans, mark your calendars to join us on Saturday, July 31st. Registration begins at 8 a.m., and the summit will start shortly after. The summit and the concert are free to all attending. It will be held at the Second Evening Star Baptist Church, 150 Cooper Road, Alexandria, Louisiana, where Reverend Philip Taylor is the senior pastor. I can't wait to see what God has planned for us, so come expecting a blessing, and I'll see you there. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.